Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
I guess somebody hacked my account, 30097. I did not purchase anything from you on the set.
Okay, repeat that zip code.
30097.
First and last name?
Jennifer Neal.
Okay, and for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
Well, what is this product?
I wouldn't know that, ma'am, until you finish verifying your account.
11190 Medlock Bridge Road, Apartment 410, Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097.
Okay, thank you for that. I've located your account for the tablet.
Okay.
And the factory.
I didn't know what that charge was, so I canceled that order, honey.
You canceled the order?
Yes,
or
I sure did.
Okay, when did you cancel?
I canceled this morning because I didn't. I'm going to tell you something, okay? I want you to hear me. When I'm doing these surveys, I'm not sure what I'm doing. But I did not know I had to purchase the tablet. I thought I was getting the tablet for free. The reason why I say that, you have to listen to me, sweetheart. This is very serious, okay? I'm in the hospital. My conscience is, my thoughts are not with me. The reason why they're not with me, you're talking to somebody who came back from the dead a week ago Saturday. I was in a coma on Friday night. I had choked and I lost consciousness. I woke up with the doctors when my family was here, my three kids and me were here, and my brother, one of my children, squeezed my hand. That's the first time I remember waking up. I don't even recall that. So when I did the survey, I thought everything I was doing was getting it for free. I didn't know I was being charged 56, whatever it is. So I canceled this morning. I was afraid somebody had used my credit card. Now my credit card's blocked up and I have to wait for a new one. So I apologize if I did something wrong on my part. I didn't know I was purchasing it. So it's okay. I don't need a tablet. I will wait for the money to come back in my account. But we need, when you're doing these surveys, you need to highlight that you're purchasing something. I did not know I was purchasing something. Okay? You there?
I'm still here.
Okay. So I apologize for canceling that, okay? But I guess I don't need a tablet, okay? I hope you have a good day, all right?
Okay, well, the account's still active, ma'am, and we're not done with the account yet. Okay, so it looks like the tablet was ordered on February the 24th, where you paid the shipping and handling for the free tablet. It also looks like you signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. They give you 48 hours to call in to cancel to keep from being billed for the membership, where you are billed the $56.95 for the Factor Direct Savings Star membership. If being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store, you'll receive that $125 gift card each month you're enrolled as a member and pay that price. Now, are
I don't
you
want
stating...
to say that right. I'm telling you, when I did the survey, okay, I'm going to tell you one thing. I have an IQ of 83. I don't know things lately. I don't recall things lately. So when I did that, I guess I didn't read the fine print.
Okay.
So how can I get the membership canceled since I'm not recalling nothing. I'm not recalling anything from that Saturday, a week ago Saturday. I don't remember nothing. My memory is gone, honey.
Okay, so are you saying that you never placed this order on February 24th for this tablet?
If I did, I don't recall it, honey.
Okay.
If I did, I do remember doing surveys and all, but I didn't know I was purchasing a tablet plus a membership. If I did, it did recall it. I would say I recall it. But yes, I know I did something on the 24th, but I don't. I guess my mind was not thinking when I did it.
Okay. So have you already disputed that charge with your financial institution?
Yes, I sure have. I disputed the charge. Well, I'm going to have to dispute the charge this morning. Well, it's supposed to go through, and I'm supposed to dispute the charge after that. I had to close these. I don't know when she was on the phone. I know she closed my card account. So I'm not sure what's going to happen from here. I guess I have to wait for those pending charges. But if I don't cancel it, what will happen? If I don't recall anything, what can he do for me? Like I said, my mind is here. I'm going home today or tomorrow. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. Let me see if my bank account says it's on the pending side still. It's on the pending side still.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and just get your account canceled. So this will stop all future billing. You'll get an email confirming the cancellation. Now, this is a dispute file. You will need to call us back with your financial institution on the line regarding that charge.
My question is, if it's $56.95 right now, how much is the membership?
Okay, so is there anything else I can help you with?
Sweetheart, you just did not hear me. I said if I don't cancel the membership, how much am I paying?
The account's already been canceled, ma'am, so that stops all future charges.
Okay, so if I had stayed with the program, what would I have been charged?
$56.95 each month.
Okay, no, I can't handle that. So I just have to wait for the financial institute to take that payment and dispute it. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Okay, it's on the pending side on my bank account now. Since you stopped payment on that, you closed the account.
I canceled the account, but the payment still went through.
Okay, so you're telling me when that payment goes through, I need to get my SunTrust or Truist on the phone with you to tell them that so they can credit my account, correct?
Okay. The charge has already went through, ma'am. It went through on yesterday.
Trying to say when they went through, they're on my pending side. They have not totally gone through yet.
So you just give us a call back with your bank on the line.
Okay, that's all I was asking, sweetheart. You got to repeat things. You got to realize this person just came out of a coma 14 days ago. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a good evening.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.